ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विष्णुया देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाः ्यतायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्षुः ॐ इति ॐमिति एतदक्षरम् इदं सर्वम् ॐमित्येतदक्षरमिदं सर्वम् I wanted to pick up these mantras very clearly. Om ityetadaksharam idam sarvam.
Om ityetadaksharam idam
sarvam. Tasyopavyakhyanam.
Tasyopavyakhyanam.
भूतं भवत् भविष्यदिति भूतं भवत् भविष्यदिति सर्वमोङ्कार एव यच्चान्यत् त्रिकालातीतम् तदप्योङ्कार एव यच्चान्यत् त्रिकालातीतम् तदप्योङ्कार एव सर्वं एतत् ब्रह्म सर्वं एतत् ब्रह्म I'm moving on second mantra सर्वं एतत् ब्रह्म अयमात्मा ब्रह्म अयमात्मा ब्रह्म सोऽयमात्मा चतुष्पात् सोऽयमात्मा चतुष्पात् Now, do you know how to chant these two words, two mantras? Do you all know? Let me hear how you chant. Let me hear. You should know where to have pause. Sarvam hetat brahma.
Sarvam hetat brahma.
चेतत् ब्रह्म अयमात्मा ब्रह्म అయమాత్మా బ్రహ్మ సోయమాత్మా చతుష్పాత్. నెక్స్ట్ జాగరిత స్థానో బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞ సప్తాంగ ఏకోనవింశతి ముఖ. స్థూలభు వైశ్వానర ప్రథమ పాద జాగరిత స్థానో బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞ సప్తాంగ ఏకోనవింశతి ముఖ స్థూలభు వైశ్వానర ప్రథమ పాద. స్వప్నస్థాన అంతఃప్రజ్ఞ స్వప్నస్థానోంతఃప్రజ్ఞ స్వప్నస్థానోంతఃప్రజ్ఞ సప్తాంగ ఏకోనవింశతి ముఖ. ప్రవిక్తభుక్ ప్రవిక్తభుక్ తైజస తైజసో ద్వితీయ పాద. యత్ర సుప్తో న కంచన కామం కామయతే. యత్ర సుప్తో న కంచన కామం కామయతే న కంచన స్వప్నం పశ్యతి తత్ సుషుప్తం తత్ సుషుప్తం సుషుప్త స్థాన ఏకీభూత సుషుప్త స్థాన ఏకీభూత ప్రజ్ఞానఘన ఏవానందమయ హ్యానందభుక్ చేతోముఖ ప్రాజ్ఞ తృతీయ పాద ప్రాజ్ఞస్తృతీయ పాద ఏషోంతర్యామీ ఏష యోనిః సర్వస్య ಯೇಷ ಯೋನಿಃ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭವಾಪ್ಯಯೌ ಪ್ರಭವಾಪ್ಯಯೌ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಪ್ರಭವಾಪ್ಯಯೌ ಹಿ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಸ್ ಇ ಸೆಡ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸೀನ್ ದೇರ್ ರಿಟ್ವಲ್ ಮಂತ್ರಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ the Upanishad presents two enquiries. One is enquiry into the meaning of Omkaraha, and another enquiry is enquiry into the nature of one's own self. Omkara Vicharaha and Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, two enquiries form the subject matter of the entire Upanishad. These two enquiries are presented in the first two mantras in a nutshell. Third, fourth, fifth and sixth. These mantras, third, fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh. These mantras present the Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, and 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, these five mantras present the Omkara Vicharaha. And here, it is briefly said, everything is Om, and everything is Atma, everything is Brahman. Brahman is Atma, therefore everything is Atma. I am Atma Brahma. Everything is Brahman. This is the first equation. In the fifth mantra presents it actually. Third mantra. The second mantra says, everything is Brahman. And Brahman is Atma, Atma is Brahma. Therefore, everything is Atma. The Atma is Brahma. And what is this Atma? Everything is Brahman. Atma is Brahma. And what is this Atma? This Atma is Chatushpat. Atma is endowed with four aspects. So what are the four aspects? You saw Prathamaha Padaha, Dvitiyaha Padaha, Tritiyaha Padaha and Chaturthaha Padaha. Atma is endowed with four aspects or four expressions. So Prathamaha Padaha, so Atma, I, the consciousness obtaining in the waking state, identified with gross stula prapancha, gross nama rupa, is known as Prathamaha Padaha. I'm repeating what I had said long ago, because 2 weeks after we are meeting after 2 weeks. In the same way, Atma identified with obtaining in the dream state, identified with Sukshma Nama Rupa, known as Vitiyaha Padaha, and the same Atma identified with Karana Prapancha, the causal Nama Rupa potential form, obtaining in deep sleep state, is called Tritiyaha Padaha. And this, what is Chaturthaha? Chaturthaha Arturiyaha means fourth. But is Atma the fourth person or what? Not the fourth person. I, the consciousness, is distinct from all these three different namarupas, is said to be the chaturthaha atma, turiya atma, is like the fourth person, not the fourth, but is said to be the fourth padaha, chaturthaha padaha. And that is explained in what? Mantra number 3, 4, 5 and 6. All these mantras. And what has been said earlier, again briefly presented by Gaudapada Acharya in his Karika. We did the 6th mantra last class. But the fourth padaha, the turiya atma, the fourth padaha, the turiya atma is present only in the 7th mantra. But before entering into the unfoldment of what turiya atma is, 7th mantra, here the Upanishad is stopped here. And we are going to see the explanation of the three padas of the Atma, the Sthula Atma, Sukshma Atma and Karanatma, Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya padas. We are going to see again explained by the Gaudapada Acharya in his Karika. You should remember here, Karika is a next commentary in verse form. Grand Guru of Adishankara Bhagavatpada. So before entering into the Karika, we have to remember the 6th mantra's meaning. I have explained very clearly all of the 5 mantras. I am sure you remember all of them. If you don't remember also, Rajneji has put up a record and put up, I think you can listen to that again. Let us see the 6th mantra and we enter into the Karika. Yesha Sarveshwaraha. Yesha Sarvajnaha. Yesha Antaryami. Yesha Yoni Sarvasya. Prabhavapyayau hi Bhutanam. The 6th mantra presents the Karanatma, the Tritiya Atma, Tritiya Padaha. The third facet of the Atma, known as Karanatma, Dritiya Padaha, is presented in this 6th mantra. And what is Dritiya Padaha or Karanatma? Who is Karanatma? I, the consciousness. I, the consciousness, obtaining in deep sleep state, identified with potential namarupa, unmanifest, undifferentiated potential namarupa. Potential name and form is known as Karanatma. Why? Because and as a Karanatma, as a cause of the universe. Cause of the universe means what? The whole universe He is a manifest Nama Rupa. Manifest name and form means manifest differentiated Nama Rupa. And differentiated means, manifest means that which has come from the unmanifest. The unmanifest is the Karanam. Manifest is the Karyam. Avyaktam is Karanam. Vyaktam is Karyam. Unmanifest is the cause. Manifest is the effect. Therefore, and what is unmanifest here? Names and forms were unmanifest. And therefore, when they are unmanifest, they are undifferentiated. Undifferentiated, unmanifest names and forms, the cause, and that is, and unmanifest means where is, it's not outside of Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, we say here, Karanatma means Sarveshwaraha. So for the Jagat to become manifest, there must be two causes. There must be the material cause, there must be the intelligent cause. The intelligent cause implies two things. The knowledge to create and the skills also. One must be the knowledge and the skill together constitute the Nimitta Karanam. And the material forms the matter forms the material cause. Upadana Karanam. Both the causes are what? No, both the causes are Atma only here. He says, therefore Sarveshwaraha. Sarveshwaraha means, Sarveshwaraha stands for all the skills. Because for a pot maker to make the pot, the clay becomes the material cause, but the knowledge how to make the pot is the intelligent cause. And the skill involved in making the pot and the knowledge how to make both together form the efficient or the intelligent cause. Knowledge and skill constitute the intelligent or the efficient cause. Then the material cause. Both the causes. The Sarveshwaraha stands for the skills. The skills are also not created. The skill required to, for the universe, for bringing the unmanifest universe to, into manifestation also, is already there. That already existing skill, where is the skill? Not outside of I, the consciousness. Therefore, we say Sarveshwaraha. Then Sarvajna. Sarvajnaha stands for what? No, Sarvajnaha means all knowledge. Production of a car implies car knowledge. All about the car. So any creation implies the knowledge of that given thing. So here the whole jagat means all the living beings, non-living things, all the functions, all the karma, the order, everything is all knowledge. All knowledge of different manifestations. All knowledge also is not outside of Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, Sarvajnaha. So, Sarvajnaha means all knowing. Sarvajnaha implies omniscient. Sarvajnaha means omniscient. Omniscience is not outside of consciousness. All skills, omnipotence is also not outside of consciousness. Therefore, Sarveshwaraha means omnipotent Sarvajna is omniscient, omniscience and omnipotence together constitute Nimitta Karanatvam. Together stand for Nimitta Karanam. Are the intelligent cause. So Sarveshwaraha, Sarvajna together form what intelligent cause. Stand for intelligent cause. Then Sarvasya Yonihi. Yonihi means the cause. The cause of everything is Yonihi. Stands for the material cause. Sarvasya Yonihi stands for material cause. Which means omnipresence. Sarvasya Yonihi indicates omnipresence of the reality. Sarvajna indicates omniscience of the reality. Sarveshwaraha indicates omnipotence of the reality. Therefore, omnipotence and all omniscience together constitute the Nimitta Karanatvam, intelligent cause, and Sarvasya Yonihi stands for the omnipresence implies the material cause. Therefore, together now gives the what now? Sarveshwaraha, Sarvajna, Sarvasya Yonihi is equal to efficient and the material cause is equal to Antaryami. What is Antaryami means what now? Antaryami means the consciousness obtained in deep sleep state. Associated with the potential undifferentiated Namarupa. It's called what now? Antaryami. What is Antaryami now? Antaryami is the one who is both efficient and the material cause. Who is the efficient cause here? Efficient cause is one who is endowed with knowledge and the skill. Therefore, bhutanam prabhavaha apyayaha. Prabhavaha apyayaha means the source of the creation and resolution of all the beings. Bhutanam prabhavaha. Bhutanam prabhavaha means the source of the creation of or origin of all the beings, and apyaha, the source of resolution of all the beings. So that from which all the beings come into existence, that in which all the beings resolve is the material cause of the beings. And that material cause is what now? Is Sarvasya Yonihi. And not only that, but means Antaryami, the knowledge also is unmanifest, the matter, the power also is unmanifest, the skill also is unmanifest. Three things, knowledge, skill and matter. Everything remains as one undifferentiated, unmanifest. What is that? The potential, Namarupa. Is said to be Karanatma. And what is Atma then? What is Chaturiyaha Atma? A Turiya Atma is the pure consciousness minus manifest or unmanifest Namarupa. Look at this. Now you have to understand. I'll give you a very clear example, will make it very clear. Suppose gold appears in three different forms. The gold appears as chain, the gold appears as the bangle, the gold appears as the ring. So you see three different manifestations. chain, ring and bangle. But what is bangle? What is chain? What is ring? Bangle is not a substance by itself. Bangle a substance? No. Is chain a substance? No. Is ring a substance? No. Then what is bangle? What is this chain? What is the ring? Three different forms with three different with the names and which are non-substantial. They are not substance means what? Bangle is not a substance. Chain is not a substance. Ring is not a substance. If it is not a substance, what is it then? Non-substantial name and form which has no existence of its own. That means the substance is the goal. Substance is the gold. Therefore, the gold is the only substance with three different forms, and our gold alone appears as three forms with three names. So gold is the Turiyam. Understand? Now can say chain is the Prathama Padaha. Bangle is the Dvitiya Padaha. Ring is the Tritiya Padaha. Imagine. But what is gold? Gold is the like the Turiyam. Pure gold. Gold without any form, without any name. Gold by, from the standpoint of gold by itself is like a Turiyam. The example, don't take it seriously. Only example. Similar, now you can understand. What is Thula Prapanchaha? What is Thula Atma? Thula Prapanchaha, Thula Atma. Whether it, you know, as a individually, Vishwaha plus Virat is equal to what? Vishwaha plus Virat together Thula Atma. Taijasaha plus Hiranyagarbha Sukshmatma. Pragya Antaryami Karanatma. And what is Karanatma? What is Thulatma? What is Sukshmatma? I, the consciousness by itself, is Suriya Atma, Chaturthatma. And consciousness with, which means Sthula Prapanchaha, the universe, Sthula Prapanchaha, or Sthulatma, has no substantiality of its own. The gross universe is the name of the same Atma, the consciousness. Like chain is a name, another name for the gold. Bangle is another name for the same gold. Ring is another name for the same gold. Because the three appearances are of the only gold. There is no substance called chain, bangle and gold. Chain, bangle or ring. The substance is only gold. Similarly, Sthulatma, Sukshmatma, Karanatma, when we say, this gross universe or subtle universe or causal universe, all of them are three different appearances of the only consciousness. The gross universe is not a substance, has no substantiality of its own. Very, very bitter truth. Because it is so, the gross universe is very real for us. In our experience, from our standpoint, our experience, gross universe is very real. But what does the Upanishad say? Gross universe is not a substance. Subtle universe is not a substance. Causal universe is not a substance. This gross, subtle, causal universe. Gross names and forms, subtle names and forms, causal namarupa, all of them do not have substantiality of their own, which means they are non-substantial namarupa, which do not have existence of their own. Why? Because the substance is Atma, the consciousness, I, the consciousness, which is the Turiya Atma. What is Turiya Atma now? The consciousness by itself, without the Namarupa, is what? Turiya Atma. What is gross universe? Another name for the consciousness. What is subtle universe? Another name for the consciousness. What is causal universe? Another name for the same consciousness. Another name. They are mithya. Therefore, and what is Turiya Atma? That is going to be, which is distinct from this Stula Atma. So what is gold, if you ask? Gold is distinct from the name and form, chain or bangle or ring. Isn't it? Definitely chain, gold is not the chain. Gold is not the ring, gold is not the bangle, even though bangle, ring and chain are nothing but gold. Similarly, I, the consciousness, is not the gross universe, not the subtle namarupa, not the causal namarupa, undifferentiated, unmanifest namarupa. But the undifferentiated, unmanifest namarupa, unmanifest knowledge, unmanifest skill, unmanifest matter is nothing but consciousness. The manifest, differentiated, subtle names and forms are nothing but consciousness. The manifest, differentiated, gross names and forms are nothing but consciousness. But consciousness is not any of these. And the consciousness is what? Said to be Turiya Atma. This is the Turi, Chaturthatma, Turiya Atma, this is Chaturthaha Padaha, fourth facet of the Atma. So which is going to be discussed in the seventh mantra, but before going to seventh mantra, and we are going to see the Karika, the commentary verse form of Gaudapada Acharya on these mantras. There are 9 karikas presented here. There are 9 karikas. Okay. Summary of the first 6 mantras, even if you have not understood all the mantras now, you will understand the mantras beautifully in these karikas. Now you are going to see now that there are 9 mantras following these 9 verses. 9 karikas following the 6 mantras. Of the 9 karikas, you will see here first. Nine karikas we will see before the 7th mantra. The karika also has to be studied with the great shraddha, with as much shraddha, as we should have for the mantra. So first 5 karikas, summarize the meaning of first five mantras. First five karikas, that's a summary of first five mantras. So, first five mantras we have now. First three padas of the Atma, together with total vision, you can understand here. See, padatrayam, three padas. The first, you can take the first four karikas now. The first karika presents the three padas of the Atma. Then the second karika presents the meditation, actually three locations of the three padas. First karika presents the three padas which you have already studied in the mantras. And second karika presents the three locations of the three padas. And third karika presents three experiences, threefold experiences associated with each pada. There is experience associated with each pada. So threefold experiences associated with three padas is presented in the third karika. And experiences and satisfaction, satisfaction, the triptihi associated with each pada, each experience of each pada is presented in the fourth karika. Now we'll tell you here, padatrayam is presented in the first karika, thanatrayam is presented in the second karika, bhogatrayam is presented in the third karika, and triptitrayam is presented in the fourth karika. Trayam, trayam means what? We are leaving aside chaturiya atma, chaturtha atma, fourth pada of the atma. The three padas alone are discussed in this month, in these karikas. So first pada, first karika presents the three padas of the atma. Let us see the first karika now. Prajno vibhur vishwo. This verse we won't read like a mantra, okay, like a shloka. Now here you have to remember, now first karika of Gaudapada Acharya begins here. Bahish prajno vibhur vishwo. Bahish prajno vibhur vishwo. Yantra hyanta prajnastu taijasah. Yanta prajnastu taijasah. Ghana prajnastatha prajnah. Yeka yeva. Tritha smrutaha. So the first karika discusses the three padas of the Atma in a nutshell. Sthulatma, Sukshmatma, Karanatma all the three padas, three aspects of the Atma are discussed in this one small little verse. Very beautifully it says, Bahish Prajnaha. Say no. Vibhuhu. Vishvaha. Three words I have to remember. Bahish Prajnaha, Vibhuhu, Vishvaha. Say that now. This still here, the quarter of the verse, presents the Sthulatma, Prathama Padaha. Then rest. Hyanta Prajnaha. The he you can leave there. Anta Hyanta Prajnaha to Taijasaha. The second part of the first line presents the Sukshmatma. Dvitiyaha Padaha. Gana Prajnaha Tatha Prajnaha. See the second line. Gana Prajnaha Tatha Prajnaha. Presents the Tritiya Padaha or Karanatma. So Sthulatma, Sukshmatma, Karanatma, the three padas of the Atma are present here. And what are these three? He says here, Ekaha Eva, look at this, Ekaha Eva, Tridha Smritaha. Smritaha literally means remembered. But here, Ekaha Eva, Tridha, in three forms, in three ways, Tridha, in threefold forms. So only Atma, the consciousness alone, is known by three different names. Ekaha Eva. Ekaha Eva means only Atma. What is only Atma? I, the consciousness alone, is Tridha Smritaha, is known as, known with three names, known as Tridha Smritaha, known by three names. Tridha. Tridha means three. Tridha, known by three names. Which means all the three names are of the only Atma. Why three names? Because three different forms. It means all the three forms are also of the only consciousness. So the forms are also three different appearances. Therefore, three different names are of the only substance called consciousness. And what is this here? First he says, Bahish Prajnaha. Bahish Prajnaha means vehicle. Bahish Prajnaha. Sthulatma is otherwise called what? Bahish Prajnaha. Waker. Who is the waker? A consciousness is not the waker, but the waker is none other than consciousness. There cannot be waker without the consciousness. There cannot be wave without the water. There cannot be chain without the gold. There cannot be waker without the consciousness. For Bahish Prajnaha means what? Vekar. Why Vekar is called Bahish Prajnaha? Because Bahihi Bahya Prajna Yasya. What does it mean? Bahish Prajnaha. The one who is turned outwards. One who is turned outwards or extra word is called Bahishpragnaha. And is the word consciousness obtained, when is the Atma turned outwards, extrovert, only in the waking state. Therefore, waking state, what is it associated with? What are you associated with in waking state? You are associated with in the waking state, associated with only gross namarupa, sthula namarupa. See, you are not associated with the sthula namarupa in dream state. You got to remember here. You are not associated with the causal namarupa in waking state. Only in the waking state, association is with the gross namarupa, gross universe. The gross physical body or the gross external world, association is only in the waking state. You may be endowed with the gross body, but in dream state and in deep sleep state, there is no association with the gross name and form, individual and the total. Therefore, the I, the consciousness obtaining in the waking state, associated with the gross namarupa, who's turned outwards, extrovert, is called what now? Bahish pragnaha. And because the extrovert, the consciousness turned outwards, obtaining in waking state as a waker, associated with the external, the gross namarupa, sthula prapanchaha, is also known as what now? Vibhuhu. Vibhuhu is another word for Virat. Why Vibhuhu? Vividam rajate iti Virat. So also Vividam bhati iti Vibhuhu. Vibhuhu. Palavaha tonruvadal Vibhuhu. Palavaha vilanguvadal Virat. That which shines as many is called Viraj, Virat. That which appears as many is called Vibhuhu. Vibhuhu shines as. Vibhuhu. Vibhuhuna ennatravayaga palveraga vilanguhindra paramparukku sarandhu Vibhuhu. Or Virat. So now we are learning one more word, synonym. Virat Vaishvanaraha. You have learned in mantra. Vaishvanaraha, Virat. We are learning a new word here. Vibhuhu. Then, Vishwaha. So, the consciousness obtaining in waking state. One who is turned outwards, extrovert. Therefore, known by the term Bahishpragyaha, the waker, associated with gross namarupa, associated with the individual namarupa, gross namarupa is Vishwaha, associated with the total namarupa is Vibhuhu, associated with the Pramata, as the Pramata is called Vishwaha, as Pramayam is called Vibhuhu. Got it now? Vibhuhu and Vishwaha. What does it mean here? Vibhuhu and Vishwaha. Consciousness obtaining in waking state, associated with the individual sthula namarupa, is known as Vishwaha. Associated with Samashti Namarupa is known as Vibhuhu. So Vibhuhu plus Vishwaha is equal to Sthulatma. Vibhu plus Vishwaha is equal to Sthulatma. What is Sthulatma? Consciousness associated with total gross Namarupa. When is it obtaining? Where? Only in the waking state. Your Bahishpragyaha, Vibhu, Vishwaha, finished. It talks about this Sthulatma Prathama Padaha. Don't think I am making you feel bored by repeating, because he is repeating. Okay, Gaudapada Acharya is repeating. So that is why, because we are doing the Karika, the mantra meaning will become like Rasagulla, it will go into you. You cannot forget even in deep sleep state. Even if you wake you up from sleep, you will be able to say, because he is repeating. And we are going to study. If we don't, if you miss a class in the Upanishad mantra class, you can make it up in Karika class. You are asleep before you can wake up now. Still you can get the content. Next. He, can you read he? Now you see, antaprajnaha tu taijasaha. Antaprajnaha. Bahishprajnaha vekar. Antaprajnaha dreamer. You can make out yourself. Antaprajnaha. Hereafter, if you want to scold somebody, you are a dreamer, you can say antaprajnaha. Antaprajnaha is a dreamer. Dreamer means what? When is a dreamer? Dreamer is not, dreamer doesn't obtain in waking state. Dreamer obtains only in the dream state. Therefore, associated with what? Not the gross elemental universe, individual or the total, but associated with subtle thought projected world. Thought projected individual body, thought projected individual mind, thought projected individual universe, isn't it? Thought projected universe also. Therefore, the consciousness obtaining in the waking dream state associated with thought projected subtle universe is called what here? Is the antaprajnaha, dreamer. And what is antaprajnaha known as? Prajnaha. Sorry, Taijasaha. Taijasaha. The dreamer is called what now? Taijasaha. When is Taijasaha? Here the Hiranyagarbha is not mentioned. You have to supply here. So Taijasaha plus Hiranyagarbha is equal to Sukshmatma. Vitiya Padaha.
Because power has come suddenly, the fans are moving, it's very cold.
Okay, Vitiya Padaha. Vitiya Padaha, Sukshmatma. What is Sukshmatma? Sukshmatma is Vishwaha plus, Taijasaha plus Hiranyagarbha. Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha together constitute Sukshmatma. Who is Taijasaha, who is Sukshma? Consciousness obtaining in dream state, the dreamer, associated with the individual subtle body mind's complex, thought projected individual body mind's complex is Taijasaha. Same consciousness obtaining in dream state associated with Samashti, dream projected universe is called Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha plus Taijasaha is equal to Sukshmatma. Antaprajnaha, beautiful, you can remember easily. Bahishprajnaha, vekar. Antaprajnaha, dreamer. Taijasaha. And now we are going to the next one. Ghanaprajnaha. In mantra, it was given Prajnana Ghanaha. But here, Gaudapada Acharya is the better word, Ghanapragyaha. By Ghanapragyaha, Ghanam means actually here, everything, the knowledge, power, skill, the matter, material, everything remains as one, undifferentiated, unmanifest. Unmanifest, they are undifferentiated. It is called Ghanapragyaha. Ghanapragyaha, the one who is asleep. One who is asleep is Ghanapragyaha. The sleeper, actually, the one who is asleep is what? The one who is the consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state, associated with what? Associated with unmanifest, undifferentiated Namarupa. Neither subtle nor gross. Undifferentiated, unmanifest, causal Namarupa is called what? Ghanapragyaha. And the voice associated with the individual causal Namarupa is called Pragya, and associated with the total causal Namarupa is called what? Antaryami or Ishwaraha. You can say Pragya plus Ishwaraha is equal to Karanatma. You have to remember both. Prajnaha plus Ishwara is equal to Karanatma. Okay, Ghanapragnaha tatha Prajnaha. See, again, Prajnaha alone is given mentioned here. Ishwara is not mentioned, we have to include that. So, or you can say Antaryami, you can say that. So, Prajna plus Antaryami is equal to Karanatma. Or Prajna plus Ishwara is equal to Karanatma. Vishwaha plus Virat is equal to Sthulatma. Taijasaha plus Hiranyagarbha is equal to Sukshmatma. And what is Sthulatma, Sukshmatma, Karanatma, Prajnaha, Taijasaha, Vishwaha, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha? What are these names? All these names are nothing but of the three different appearances, three different forms. What are these forms? The forms are non-substantial. Why non-substantial? They are not the substance. Why? Because they do not have existence of their own. What means, what are they? All of them are nothing but three different names of three different forms of the only consciousness, the Atma. Yekaha Yeva Tridha Smritaha. I, Atma, the consciousness alone, is known by three names. As Karanatma, Sukshmatma and Sulatma. Really speaking, consciousness is not the Karanatma, consciousness is not the Sulatma, consciousness is not the Sukshmatma. But there cannot be Sukshmatma, Sulatma or Karanatma without the consciousness. So consciousness from the standpoint of, by from its own self, it is neither Sulatma nor Karanatma nor the Sukshma. Therefore, Ekaha Eva Tridha Smritaha. Ore Paramburule Moonru Perhalal Karadapadhirde. மூன்று பேரலாஸ் கூறப்படுகிறது, சொல்லப்படுகிறது. So this is the first karika presents the padatrayam of the atma. Threefold aspects of the atma are discussed here in the first karika. Now we'll go to the next. Dakshinakshi mukhe vishwo.
Dakshinakshi mukhe vishwo.
Manasyantastu taijasaha. Manasyantastu taijasaha. Akashe cha hridi prajnaha.
Akashe cha hridi prajnaha.
Ridha. Dehe vyavasthitaha. Now here comes three padas. Okay. This mantra presents location of three padas. Three different locations for three different padas. That means what is the location? This particular mantra is not, this particular verse, karika, it has nothing to do with the mantras presented before. This is meant for meditation. The second mantra presents the locations for three different padas for the purpose of meditation. And what meditation is here presented? Here, Vyashti Samashti Aikya Dhyanam. Vyashti Samashti Aikya Dhyanam. Aikya Upasanam is presented here. So Vyashti Samashti, the location each pada, location of each pada is mentioned here. Why? Because we are supposed to invoke the Atma in our own form, body, in ourselves. It's like what we have to see. This why should we know the Aikya? Vyashti Samashti Aikya Upasanam. Aikya Dhyanam. Vyashti Samashti Aikya Dhyanam is for making the fattest Atma into a thin, slim Atma. This Dhyanam will not remove the Ahankara, but it will thin the Ahankara. You know, Swami Swamiji always says, Ahankara is very, very fat, bloated Ahankara. Fattest fellow cannot be killed easily. So to kill the person easily, first make him thin. Fat person must be made thin, and thin, 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 he becomes bony, bony, then is easy to kill him. Similarly, Ahankara is bloated Ahankara, and the bloated fat Ahankara must be made a thin Ahankara, then Ahankara can be resolved easily. So in order to make the ahankara thin, this Vyashti Samashti Aikya Dhyanam is presented here. And for the purpose of this Aikya Dhyanam, the locations are presented here, which means we are going to invoke the Atma in ourselves. Like what? It is like, see, when you say wave and the ocean are one, which means wave, we don't even, wave is ocean. When you say, we see the Aikyam. How do the Aikyam, we see the Aikyam? The standpoint of Nama Rupa, there is Bhedaha. In really speaking, the standpoint of the truth, there is Abhedaha. Not only the standpoint of Nama Rupa, there is no Bhedaha at all. There is Abhedaha only. There is no really speaking Samashti. So he says like that. From the Sula standpoint also there is Abhedaha. From the Sukshma standpoint also there is Abhedaha. Then from the Karna standpoint also there is Abhedaha. For Abheda, we have to see the non-difference. And we have to invoke. So we need three different locations. It is said here, Dakshinakshi Mukhe Vishwaha. No invocation here. Invocation, but no, you have to invoke. Like, we have an alambanam, isn't it? For meditation, you need an alambanam. Alambanam is a support. You need, something has to be invoked upon something. Like, our cow dung, a small bit of cow dung or turmeric powder. A small heap of turmeric powder or cow dung becomes an alambanam for Ganesha. Shivalingam becomes an alambanam for, we invoke Shiva in Lingam. We Ishvara in Lingam. We invoke Mahavishnu in Salagrama, a fossilized stone. And we invoke Lord Ganesha in a small, the heap of a small handful of this cow dung or the turmeric powder. Like that becomes the alambanam. Similarly here, we are going to invoke the three padas, three atmas in three different, our own angas. Dakshinakshi mukhe vishwaha. Manasyantastu taijasaha. Akashe cha hridi prajnaha. Tridha dehi vyavasthitaha. So dakshinakshi mukhe vishvaha. We invoke vishvaha. Well, dakshinakshi mukhe. Dakshina akshi means right eye. Akshi means eye. Dakshina akshi means right eye. Mukha means opening. The entrance. Now, mukha. So, dakshinakshi mukhe vishvaha. We invoke vishvaha. Who is vishvaha? What is vishvaha means what? Vishvaha is a name. Given to whom? The consciousness. Which consciousness? The consciousness obtaining in the waking state. Associated with what? Associated with the individual grass namarupa. The consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with the individual namarupa is known by the word Vishwaha. And that Vishwaha is what now? At the stand for nothing but Sthulatma. Sthulatma. Vishwaha is nothing but Virat. Virat means the whole same consciousness obtaining in the waking state associated with the Samashti Sthula Nama Rupa is what? Virat. Therefore, and where do you invoke here? Just Dakshinakshi Mukhe. The right eye. In the opening of the right eye, you invoke the Vishwaha. How, why should we invoke Vishwaha there? Because the eyes of all the senses, most of the data you collect during the waking state through the eyes. You know, even if you are very sleepy, you may not be able to listen, you may not be able to smell, even dozing also, somehow the eyes always, through the eyes alone we collect most of the data. You may, even not, more than anything else. Only when you are eating, your tongue can, you can know something. Only when you are listening, you can hear something. Only when you are smelling something can go, but eyes all the time, during smelling, during hearing, during listening, during, you know, tasting, all the time eyes must be open, isn't it? Eyes are always open. Therefore, eyes are taken here. That is why Swamiji used to say, when you call the child in Tamil Nadu, so, you know, we don't call the child as Kade, Muke, Nake. We always call Kanne. Why? Because Kanne is more, isn't it? No, but other people can understand this. Tamil speaking people can understand this. We call our children by name Kanne. Kan means, you know, the most precious of the sense organs is Kan. The most precious. So the dearest, no, so we say, why should we not call our children as Kade, Muke, Nake? Why do we not? Never call. Kanne, we always, Kanne. That is why Kanne is the most important. That is why you invoke the Vishwa and your eyes. Anyway, this is going to be explained later on. Just understand now, what is the Alambanam and what is invoked upon what? Three different locations. And in three different father, no, three different Atma forms are invoked here. We see, Vishwaha is in location of the Vishwaha is Dakshinakshi Mukha. Dakshinakshi Mukham. Manasyantastu Taijasaha. And what is the location of? See, extrovert means the consciousness, Atma is turned outwards means through what? Only through the sense organs. Of all the sense organs, as I said, eyes are the most used sense organ. Therefore, we invoke the Vishwaha. Without the waker, there cannot be sense power, there cannot be perception, there cannot be external world also. For Dakshinakshi Mukhe Vishwaha, we invoke Vishwaha on the right eye, entrance of the right eye. Taijasaha, how to do, what to do, etc. I'll explain next class. You understand three different locations, invoking three different paths. Manasyantastu Taijasaha. See, how to do this, Vyashti Samashti Aikya Jnanam, how to practice, how it help us to thin our Ahankara, and what is invoked upon what, etc. Everything I will explain in the next class. Today you know this much. The three locations and what is invoked, now where. We invoke the Vishwaha in our own eyes. We invoke the Hiranyagarbha in our own mind. We invoke the Ishwara, Antaryami Ishwara in our own space. We'll see that. Manasyantastu Taijasaha. Okay. Manasi antaha. inside the mind. Why inside the mind? Because you know that from the deep down, from the subconscious, you project all the things, everything. When you project the dream universe, you can project, in your dream universe, you can see things which you would have seen when you were very, very young, or when 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 20 years ago. Anything can come up in your dream world. Which means the deep, that's why antaha, manasi antaha, inside the mind is what taijasaha. So taijasaha, who is taijasaha? I, the consciousness obtaining in dream state associated with the dream namarupa is called what? Taijasaha. And where are you invoking taijasa? In your own mind. Manasi antaha taijasaha. Then, akashe cha hridihi, hridi prajnaha, hridi akashe. Hridi means in your own heart, physical heart, and there is space, akashe. So in the space obtaining in your heart, physical heart, you are invoking what? Prajnaha. Why? Because in deep sleep state, mind becomes resolved. And resolve, the mind is resolved means all the sense powers remain resolved. Therefore, the external world also is resolved. And everything becomes unmanifest and undifferentiated in deep sleep state. And an unmanifest, undifferentiated world, resolved condition, where is it? In the mind. The mind itself is resolved, means where does the mind resolve? In its own cause. Therefore, said, now that unmanifest mind is where? Only in your heart. Not unmanifest mind, sorry. Non-functional mind. The resolved sense powers. The sense powers are resolved. Therefore, resolved sense powers, where are they? They are in your own mind. And where is the mind? The mind remains non-functional there. It remains as non-functional mind, remains in your own heart. Therefore, akashe cha hridi. Don't worry now too much. This verse I have to explain again when I come back next class. I'm only telling you the locations. Hridi akashe. So in the space obtaining in the heart, you are invoking the prajnaha. Who is prajna? Consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state associated with unmanifest, undifferentiated namarupa is prajnaha. So, vishvaha, taijasaha and prajnaha. What are they? They are three different names. Three different names for whom? Names of whom? Consciousness. Why three different names? So, consciousness is not the vishvaha. Consciousness is not the taijasaha, not the waker, not the dreamer, not the sleeper. But the one who is asleep is consciousness. The one who is awake is consciousness. The one who is dreaming also is consciousness. There cannot be waker, sleeper, dreamer without consciousness. But the consciousness is not anything. Isn't it? Consciousness is not anything. Your consciousness alone gets three different names as Vishwaha. Vishwaha is one name of consciousness. And Taijasaha is another name of consciousness. Atma actually. And Prajnaha is also another name for consciousness. Like how one person gets three different, you know, names. When he plays three different roles, same person not relative. When he plays the role of a father, he plays the role of a beggar, he plays the role of a king. The actor is not the beggar, not the king, not the father. But he gets three different names in keeping the three different roles he plays. But this father, the person, the actor is not the king, not the father, not the beggar. But the beggar is also the actor. The king also is the actor. The father also is the actor. Like that, consciousness is not any of these three, but is all the three are consciousness only. Therefore he says, Vishwaha, Aijasaha and Prajnaha are three different names for consciousness. So, where do you invoke this Prajnaha? In your own, in the space of the heart. Because that is where the mind remains resolved. The mind is resolved means sense powers are resolved. Sense powers are resolved means the entire universe becomes resolved. Everything is resolved means everything is undifferentiated. Why? Because everything is unmanifest. Therefore, it stands for the unmanifest. Prajnaha stands for the unmanifest. Taijasaha stands for the subtle universe. Vishwaha stands for the gross universe. And all the three are invoked where? In your own self. Invoke everything here. Tridha, in three forms, Dehe Vyavasthitaha. In your own body, all the three are there. Okay, now we are going to see, who is the seer in every individual? Virat is, without the Virat, there cannot be, like how you found in the, you learned in Panchakosha Prakriya, you have to, there cannot be an individual seer. See, in when you must be the baker for you to be the seer, isn't it? You cannot say, I am the seer, but I'm not awake, I'm sleeping. You cannot say that. When you are a seer, you are a baker. When you are a seer, you are a baker, aren't you? Tell me.
Yes.
You, there cannot be without a baker. So you are a seer because you are awake. When you are a seer, can there be an individual seer? One seer alone can that be without the Virat? There cannot be seer individual. You alone cannot be there by yourself as the seer. Can you be there all alone by yourself as the seer without anything in the world? Without this, isn't it? Without something to be seen, the seer cannot be, isn't it? Without, suppose, imagine this, nothing is to be seen. Can there be the seer? Tell me. Therefore, seer cannot be without the seeing. Without the samashti. So, similarly, there cannot be the dreamer also. There cannot be dreamer. One cannot be just a dreamer alone instead. You cannot be just by as yourself as a dreamer without the dream universe. Without the samashti, vyashti cannot be by itself. without the samashti namarupa, there cannot be vyashti namarupa. It is very simple example I give you. I'll tell you. One wave cannot exist by itself independently without the ocean being around. Tell me, can there be a wave? No wave can ever boast, saying, come on, I am a wave, I can just be by myself, I don't need other waves to be here. I'm not dependent on the ocean to be dependent on the ocean. The ocean need not be here. Other waves need not be here. I have my own strength. I can be just by myself here. Can there be wave by itself without the other waves being around? One wave, the other waves being there. Can there be without the other ocean being there? No. For one wave to be there as a wave, enjoying the status of being a wave, there must be all of the waves and there must be the entire ocean, and this wave has to be there as part of the ocean. Only then there can be a wave. To get this point is very important. Only from here I have to take you to the actual teaching. I have not explained at all the second mantra. I only told you, just read out the mantra, as I read out the karika, I told the actual word meanings. I have not explained anything here. Three different locations in your own body you have to find. They are alambanam support. Like how our Shivalingam is the alambanam. In Shivalinga you are invoking the Lord Shiva. In Salagrama, a fossilized stone, you are invoking Lord Vishnu. In a small, handful of cow dung, you are invoking Lord Ganesha. Like that, you are invoking the Virat, in your own eyes. Vishwa. You are invoking Hiranyagarbha in your own mind. You are going to invoke the Antaryami Ishvara in your own heart. As what? As Vishwaha, as Taijasaha, as Prajnaha. So what are the three locations? Dakshinakshi Mukham is one location. Right eye is one location, instead of the mind is another location, and the space obtaining in the heart is another location, three different locations. In three different locations, who are you invoking? Virat, Hiranyagarbha and Ishwaraha. You know what they are, I don't need to explain again. As what you are invoking, you are invoking Virat as Vishwa, you are invoking Hiranyagarbha as Taijasa, you are invoking Ishwara as Prajna, where? In your own three different locations in your own body. So here, like how it is can't exist, similarly, without the Virat, there cannot be Vishwaha. Without the Hiranyagarbha, there cannot be Taijasaha. And without the Ishwaraha, there cannot be Prajnaha also. This is what we are going to understand. But how, this meditation will not bless you with the vision of the truth. But this meditation will help you to thin the ahankara. How you see yourself in the widest picture. When you see just yourself, what you see yourself through. When you see yourself in the whole of the universe, and you will see how you are not separate from anything here. One beautiful thing, we always say, The difference is only the standpoint of Kriya, not the standpoint of Namaru. Really speaking, Bhakti says, from any standpoint, there is no difference at all. How? That we'll see in the next class. Okay? From any standpoint, there is no difference. You are non-separate from the whole, from any standpoint. Therefore, we have seen the literal meaning of the verse, but we have to see the actual implied, the teaching, meditation part of it. I'll teach you next class. Tridha dehe vivasthitaha. So, Paramatma, the consciousness, obtaining in all the three forms, with all three names, is you. In you, the Paramatma is. You don't need to go anywhere in search of Paramatma. Paramatma, the consciousness, obtaining in three different forms, three different states, as in three different forms, with three different names, is what? Is very much there in yourself. How? That we see next class. The next class, I think we should go soon. We will try to go past the next class, because I thought after 2 weeks of time, take some time. The three different anubhavas, experience, bhogas, and the three, so bhogatrayam, trithitrayam, we have to see in following mantras, but I have yet to explain the second verse. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnam Ujjate Purnasya Purnamadaya 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 Purnamadaya.